Seattle's first and oldest public housing project, Yesler Terrace, will be replaced with a mixed-income neighborhood over the next 10 to 15 years. The Seattle City Council finally gave the plan the green light at the end of last year after a six-year consultation process. One longtime resident of the Terrace has been immersed in that process, and she's determined to have a say in the future of her neighborhood. Dominic Black recently spoke with her and has this profile in the third part of our series on Yesler Terrace.
Kristen O'Donnell, Yesler Terrace.
When Kristen O'Donnell introduced herself at one of the last city council meetings about Yesler Terrace redevelopment, you could hear how she feels about the future of Yesler Terrace, not just from her words, but from her breathing, from her whole tone. There was a mixture of resignation, perseverance, stoicism, and maybe even still a little defiance in her voice.
And I've been here before, and so you know I don't think this is a really great idea. You're replacing a community that was...
Kristen O'Donnell's emotions that day were born of years of involvement as a community organizer in Yesler Terrace. And as any community organizer will tell you, that kind of work, that kind of activism, always seems to mean going to a lot of meetings. Which is handy, because Kristen kind of loves them.
Absolutely my hobby. Mm-hmm. To a large extent, community organizing is theater. And it works just often enough that I'm hooked.
In fact, she's been hooked since she first moved into Yesler Terrace on a day she remembers very precisely, November the 1st, 1973.
I had a small child and a recent divorce, and I thought I would be there for a little while, but recurrent disability kept recurring, and so it was a wonderful safety net for those periods when I couldn't work. And it's a good place to be now that I have reached retirement age.
So the week Kristen arrived, she and a friend went along to the Yesler Terrace Community Council meeting for the first time. Felt like a seniors club, she says. But she persevered, and 40 years on, she's facilitator of the leadership team. So on the third Tuesday of every month, Kristen walks a 50 yards or so from her house to the Jesse Epstein building on Spruce Street for the council meeting. I walked with her one night, and she kindly talked me through what the community council is actually for. Three things, says Kristen. It's a forum for complaints, it's a notice board, and it's a sort of brains trust where solutions to community problems are discussed and sometimes argued over. With 26 languages spoken across the Yesler community, meetings like this one feel like being plunged into a vivid, vibrant, that's a lot of V's, linguistic pool. Each language group has their own space in the room where they sit and somebody who translates for them. And tonight, in Vietnamese, Somali, Tigrinya, and Amharic, the talk's about hookah bars on 12th Avenue, garbage collection issues, and the two-month closure of part of Yesler Terrace while the tracks are laid for the new First Hill streetcar.
What I will do is I will find out when the Transportation Committee of the City Council is meeting.
When you moved in first, what would you have said if somebody had told you that you would still be in Yesler Terrace 40 years on?
Oh, no way, I hope not. Essentially, for most people, and I would have thought it would be for me, Yesler Terrace is a stopping place while you get it together. It didn't happen to me because I have a disability that recurs. I have chronic depression, which occasionally segs into major depression, and major depression is essentially unemployable for a period of time. It gets better. It's one thing you've got to remember when you're in the depths of it and clenching your teeth and pulling the blankets up over your head. It gets better. But no, when I moved in, not in my dreams did I think I would be here 40 years later.
What was Yesler Terrace like when you first moved there? What were your first impressions of it?
Not much different than it is now. Quite diverse and far more quiet and peaceful at that time than one had been apprehensive about. It got scary later on, but then it got less scary. So.
Mm-hmm. When you say it got scary later on, what do you mean?
I mean that through the late 80s it would have been, when crack cocaine hit the cities, there was a period there where there were gunshots every night, absolutely every night, and drug dealing on the major corners out there. What we did in the neighborhood is we started the periodic Saturday night card and trivial pursuit parties at the corner Broadway and Yesler on an irregular schedule.
Cleaning up the neighborhood, one arts and literature question at a time. And it worked, sort of.
It certainly did not eliminate drug dealing in Seattle or the central area, but it made our corner a less attractive place to do it.
And when did Kristen first hear about Housing Authority plans to replace Yesler Terrace?
So probably about a week and a half after I moved in, when one of my neighbors who was active in the community council then, and a great, great person, Betty Lyons was her name, said to me, "This is View property, and they are going to sell it and build high-rises."
That was 1973, remember. In 2013, the Housing Authority's latest redevelopment plan is a done deal. It's happening. At the community council meeting, there was a planned update on relocation for residents, although it didn't happen in the end because the star guest from the Housing Authority wasn't able to make it to the meeting. So things sort of drifted to a close with the awarding of door prizes.
917!
The things that people get for birthday presents that they go, oh, you shouldn't have. You know, little knickknacks, candle holders, vases, picture right. frames.
Speaking in front of the Seattle City Council in August last year, Kristen O'Donnell tacitly acknowledged that the planned changes to Yesler Terrace were by that point going to happen. Her emphasis was shifting from opposing them to making them as painless as possible.
However, in following up on what this gentleman said, if you simply gotta do this, we must not lose any of the housing that the people who are most in need can afford. And we're not talking.
I had the feeling when I was listening to her that Kristen O'Donnell wasn't just speaking to the city council that day. She was also speaking to the people in the rest of Seattle, people who don't live in Yesler Terrace, and who'll be watching the process of upheaval there from a safe distance. For KOW, I'm Dominic Black. Mm-hmm.